This is Pete with the Bank of Cardiff. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
3411.
3411.
2411.
Mm-hmm.
2301.
Mm-hmm.
0019.
Perfect.
0727.
0727. Real quick, I have 2411, 2301, 0019, and then 0727.
That's it.
Perfect. And just before we start, can I confirm a few things about the business, and then I'll answer any question you have, point you in the right direction.
All right.
Perfect. And who am I speaking with?
Brian Hedick.
Brian Hedick. And are you 100% owner?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And what's the address you have on... Oh, first let me do name of the business, please.
Sir?
What's the name of the business?
Name of the business is Hedick's Electric.
Perfect. And we've been having some phone troubles. It just what's a good number to call you back on?
601-441-8244.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
About 2 years.
2 years? Almost done. And can you confirm the address on file?
176 Stuckey Road, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429.
Perfect. What kind of structure business are you? Sole prop, S corp?
I'm hitting their business.
No. Like, what's the breakdown? Like an LLC, a corporation, a sole prop?
A sole prop. I do it with my. I got a license for hitting there.
Okay. I'm going to assume that's an S prop. All right, Brian, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here.
I'm looking to get to expand and get get my LLC to expand to where I can go to wire and houses and everything else along with it and pay my employees more money and become a wholesaler in air conditioners.
Okay.
I'm already doing a little bit of that now, but I need to have a little bigger warehouse.
All right. So let's talk about you want to become an LLC, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have pricing on that, or do you have a quote for any of that? How much is that going to run you?
That, I don't really know. Probably around 8,000, I think.
Around 8,000?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And, how are you going to get into the... You said you're in the wholesaling business with the air conditioning right now. So is that what you've been doing for the past 2 years, or... have you just
I've been
doing
installing them.
Just, okay.
And then I've been doing it all. And then, like, if a guy that does air conditioning work, if he needs Freon or air conditioning units, he gets them from me.
Okay. So you've just been doing a little bit of installing, and now you're trying to get into the wholesaling game. Do you have a certain amount of capital in mind that you're looking to bring on in order to help you get to this next level?
Yes, sir. About 40,000 get me right there at it to where I can get going with my business.
Is that including the LLC costs or?
Probably 50 including that.
Okay, so about 35, 40, and then 50. Sorry, I'm taking notes by hand. 50K total. All right. And, how You bringing this all on inventory, that 35-40, you're just going to buy up air conditioning units and kind of wholesale them?
Yes, sir, that's what I do. I buy them at I get them at a cheaper price than everybody else, and then I add about 50% to them.
Oh, wow, that's a good return, man.
Because I still am way blue.
Do you have a vendor that you work with currently that you've, you know, have a relationship established with? You know, how do
yes,
you get
sir.
How do you get
I have a matter of fact, I have a charge account there, and I pay cash. I do business with them.
Okay. So, you know, how much does one air conditioner usually cost you compared to your, you know, competitors in the industry? How much are you getting these things for?
So I can get one for $1,300, and that's a lot. But everybody else is gonna pay around $1,900, $2,000.
Wow.
I can do a whole change out for $4,500 and still make a lot of money, where most people charge $7,500.
Oh, okay. So you'll buy them around $1,300, flip them for around $2,000.
Right. So a lot. Usually, I buy around $800 is usually what I spend.
Oh, okay.
$1,800 was on like the highest unit you could get.
Do you get any kind of discount by buying in bulk, or just kind of?
I can.
You can. Okay. Who's your vendor that you work with?
If I had more money to buy in bulk, I could, you know,
increase those margins.
Yes.
I gotcha. Are you going to be using any of this money to, you said something about increasing the payroll for some of your guys, or do you want to just focus on the inventory for the business right now and getting you to that
really
LLC?
I just really rather get the license and focus on the inventory.
Yeah, let's do that for right now. Do you got a deadline or some kind of, you know, time where you want to start this project up? Just ASAP? I gotcha, man. Yeah, tell me, how's your credit look like? You know, good, bad, in the middle here, Ryan?
My HY screwed my credit up. It is about it's probably about 550.
All right. I mean, we could work with that. You know, we deal with crediteers A through D, so, you know, like, we can get you into a program that fits what you're looking to do. Have you ever worked with a working capital loan before? Are you familiar with that, Brian? No. Do you have any loans out on the business at the moment?
No, sir.
No? That's good. So, you know, bringing you up to speed here on how working capital works. It's a lump sum loan instead of like a line of credit where you can just draw on. So essentially, and it's unsecured, which is always nice. And you just get a lump sum, say around like $50,000, and then you make your daily, weekly payments as scheduled and pay off the balance there. How's your credit looking like? I mean, I asked you that. What were your gross annual sales looking like? Because it is based on revenue.
Oh, I'm looking.
What'd you do last year, top line?
Yeah, I'm looking at about 70 to 80 right now.
Top line revenue?
Yeah,
that's 80,000. All right. Have you looked anywhere else for financing, Brian, or, you know, did you go to
no,
your
sir.
Bank at all? No? Do you
no,
currently?
I've seen this, and y'all seem like a pretty good, I liked what y'all had to say in y'all's letter and stuff.
Yeah. How long have you been considering a loan for? You know, just been something you've been planning on doing?
About 2-3 months.
2-3 months, okay. That's good. And,
it finally made me change it when a guy called me 2 days ago, and he's getting into electrical heat and air, and I'm on one with a license to buy freon air conditioning units, and he wants to go through me, and I need to expand my inventory.
How much, is there a purchase agreement set up for that, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about that. So you had a guy come up, an associate, and say, you know, he'd like to, you know, do a lot of his business through you, and that's why you're trying to expand just for that?
Every time he installs a unit, he buys the unit from me, and I'm going to get it for $800. He's going to pay me about $1,600. That's just for one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inside unit is going to be close to the same. So you're getting almost $800, $900 per unit.
Okay.
$700 to $900 per unit, and the Freon, if it's R22, I can get it for about $200, and it's $600 a jug.
Okay, so if we gave you around $35,000-$40,000 just for inventory, you probably can get around, let's say, 25, maybe 30 units with the Freon and everything?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Did he say how many he's specifically going to need? Like, did he tell you, like, hey, listen, I'm going to need about 10 a month or 20 units a month, anything like that? Or just kind of told you he needs some consistent work?
About 5 a month. I'm working on more people and getting them lined up. And then I'm going to start installing a lot more myself.
Okay. Do you guys, how many people do you have working for you?
Me as of right now, I had 4, but now I'm working strictly for myself because of this woman I'm trying to help out. She don't want to pay none of my helpers, which is fine, which I can pay them, but I can do the job by myself because it's a lot of house wiring and stuff, and I don't have but one unit change out, and that's when I get my help, when I go to change that unit out.
I gotcha.
I got them working with somebody else right now on another house.
Do they work for you, or do you?
I employ about 5 to 6 people right now.
Okay. Do they work for you, or do you subcontract these guys out?
Both.
Oh, nice, nice. That's always nice. Do you have to pay insurance on them, or is
No, sir.
No? Okay, good, good. Hey, you know what, Brian? I think I got everything I need here. What we typically like to do, you know, I'll email you an application and a couple things I need, like a bank statement, tax return type deal. And once you get that back to me in about 24 hours, I can get you some solid numbers and some terms, rates, stuff like that.
All right.
Where can I send that out to? You got an email or?
Yeah, blhaddix82@gmail.com.
Can you spell Haddix for me?
HADDOX.
HADDOX82@gmail.com. Perfect. I'll send you some all the information we need.
Does it have to be a business account, personal account, or what?
Well, for the funds to get transferred over, they're going to go into your business account. But the loan itself is going to go on the business credit. So it's nice because it won't affect your income to debt ratio or anything like that. But we are going to take a look at your personal credit just to kind of, you know, because you own the business. It's a procedure. But yeah, this is all going on the business, so it's always nice.
All right. And because I've been getting paid cash, and I've been putting everything in my safe. I need a. That's really not asking. I'm gonna have to go open me an account.
Okay, so do you not have a bank account for the business at all? Do you have one for your personal?
I use these prepaid cards.
Okay.
And I use phone. You know, my GoBank.
Okay, he uses GoBank. All right. So do you have bank statements at all? You don't really from them or no? Like just a deposit transaction history or any way to verify what you bought in last year or recently?
I get paid cash. That's the only problem.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's... It's going to be a little bit of an issue, but, you know, we'll try and work around it right here. Just send me in what you have now, and, you know, I'll consult with some, you know, guys in underwriting, see if we can work around that, maybe get, a profit and loss statement for you.
I'll try to find some receipts and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you said you're using GoBank. I'm going to look that up right now, but do they have any kind of bank statements, like a monthly ledger of your balances? Things like that.
Yeah, but I never had no money to go into it. I had no money, and then I never
I got you.
I never use it. I don't understand that GoBank thing too much. You know, it tells you. I try to make my deposit into it, like my $25 minimum deposit or whatever. I was gonna do $100, but it don't take a debit card. It says send money some other way and this and that, and it just. So I got a U.S. bank account that I'm.
Okay, so you do have a U.S. bank account somewhere.
That I just opened.
When'd you open that?
It's waiting just a few days ago, and now I'm finna put my I'm finna put my deposit in.
How much are your deposits gonna be?
It's gonna be probably close to $200 to $300 right now.
$200 or $300?
Yeah, that's just from a day and a half of work.
I got you. You're not putting any of that money that you have in the safe in there?
That's hard for me to touch because my dad has a key to that, because me and him, he's scared I'm going to blow all my money and not have enough for retirement ever since I've been laid off. The oil field went to crap. See, I was a chief electrician offshore for years and all that. But, I mean, I can talk to him more than I can tell him to get that money out and put
$1,000
in my account, you know?
A working capital loan is based on revenues, right, Brian? So,
right.
We tend to do about 10%, 15% in some cases of, like, your top-line revenue, right? So, when we take a look at the bank statements, if you got nothing there, it's going to be hard to get a real good look at what you're bringing in. So, typically, for someone that brings around 80, 100K, you know, you're going to look around, free up about 8 to 10K.
Okay.
Do you have any equipment that you can... Yeah, do you have any equipment you can collateralize with that? Because it is unsecured.
Can you give me about 5 days, and I'll probably have about $6,000 to $8,000 in there, maybe even 10.
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely help your case out a little bit. I'm going to shoot you an email with the things I need, and I'll circle back with you. How about this time next week?
That'll work.
All right, take care, Brian.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.